This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The special U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol turned the focus of its latest hearing on former President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure state election officials to overturn the results of the 2020 election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The panel played a phone call in which Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to beat Joe Biden.
I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Appearing before the panel,
we didn't have any votes to find.
Raffensperger followed Arizona GOP House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who described Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani pushing Trump's false voter fraud claims.
He said, we've got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence.
And never produced any. After Bowers said he wouldn't do anything illegal to help Trump, he described chilling threats and harassment, as did Georgia election worker Shay Moss.
Wishing death upon me.
Trump had called out Moss and her mom, a fellow poll worker, whom he called a professional vote scammer. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lawmakers in the U.S. Senate announced Tuesday they have reached agreement on the final language of a bipartisan gun control bill. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, Senator John Cornyn of Texas announced,
we've made some serious progress.
Cornyn is the chief Republican in talks on a bipartisan gun violence bill. The leading Democrat is Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut.
I'm proud of the place that we're getting to.
The legislation would enhance background checks for the youngest firearms buyers and toughen penalties on gun traffickers. But while sentiment for some type of congressional action on guns has grown following recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, such legislation remains unpopular among Republicans. At the Texas GOP convention last weekend, Cornyn was booed by delegates. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. The chief of the Texas Public Safety Department says there were enough law enforcement officers to stop the gunman who carried out the Uvalde massacre. Colonel Steve McCraw denounced the actions of local police during testimony Tuesday before a state legislative committee.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
Colonel McCraw outlined a series of missed opportunities, communication breakdowns, and other mistakes made by local police. Police armed with rifles stood and waited in a school hallway for nearly an hour while the gunmen carried out the massacre. McCraw told the committee that Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, decided to put the lives of officers ahead of the lives of children. Russian forces are laying down a curtain of fire across areas of eastern Ukraine where pockets of resistance are denying Moscow full military control of the region. An official told the Associated Press on Tuesday that everything that can burn is on fire. The Russian military currently controls about 95% of the eastern Luhansk region, but Moscow has struggled for weeks to overrun it completely. At least five people, including four children, have died after torrential rains overnight led to flooding in Ivory Coast's economic capital, Abidjan. Heavy rains fell throughout the night, flooding many neighborhoods in the city and leaving several key roads unusable. An emergency services official says 85 people had to be rescued and one taken to a hospital while a building near collapse was evacuated. Data from the Ivorian Meteorological Agency reveals that some neighborhoods in Abidjan received around 200 millimeters of rainfall, the equivalent of several weeks of rain. Landslides during the rainy season are a notorious risk in the fast-growing city of 5 million people, with flood-prone areas often inhabited by low-income citizens. Repeating our top story, the special U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol turned the focus of its latest hearing on former President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure state election officials to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The committee will hold another hearing Thursday looking at Trump's efforts to pressure the U.S. Justice Department into changing election results. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.